When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Tuesday. It's the Connor Happer Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer, Josh Odson with you. Content creator Josh Odson. Josh, if you are just getting around to this, we do lots of content at 1620thezone.com, and it's not all just 6A to 6P. Sometimes there's other stuff.
24/7, 365.
There's enough stuff for you to be able to be engaged with 1620 The Zone literally your entire life. And so what Josh has added into that equation is ASMR videos. Nice job, Josh.
Thank you. Well, you know,
Josh is doing ASMR videos, and the next step is he's going to do an OnlyFans.
If there's an audience for it, I will happily. I'll take the money.
You eat chips on OnlyFans.
That's right. Oh yeah, baby.
I just had a rant about this last week.
I know.
I was like, you know what? I hate when people are like, let's do food content, and it's just me eating stuff. And what do you know? Josh does a vlog, and it's him eating a bag of chips.
It's new chips, new Doritos Baja Fiery Mango. If you put the word new on a bag at the grocery store, I'm going to pick it up.
We do know this about you, yeah.
Because I have to know, and now I've turned my need to know into a public service for you, the audience, and I'll tell you, if the chips are any good. I also bought the Sour Patch Oreos yesterday. We'll try those after the show today. That sounds like a terrible idea.
That doesn't sound quite as, you know, like ASMR, you know, certified as eating a bag of chips.
Yeah, it was really the perfect pilot episode because you get that.
What do you dip the Sour Patch Kids Oreos into?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I'm not a dipper of my Oreos.
Oh, really?
So I didn't know. Yeah. Oh.
You don't dip your Oreos in milk
in
normal times?
No.
Hmm. You should. It's better that way.
I've heard it's very good. I don't like foods touching.
All right. Weirdo.
I didn't say it wasn't weird. I just said don't.
No,
who
am I to call somebody a weirdo? You know,
I wash my hands before I eat.
Exactly. I'm a weirdo. By the way, we got a tweet from Amazing Daniel a few minutes ago. Connor being a double dipper may be the most predictably on-brand thing I've heard on this show.
He's got you pegged.
He does. You got it. You got me figured out. I still throw people for a curveball every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
I will wash my hands. Maybe I will ask for the receipt.
Why would you ask for the receipt?
75% of the time, though, I won't. Maybe more. Who knows?
Definitely more.
All right. Welcome to the show here on a Tuesday. Alan Bell will join. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs and more with him and the finish at the races over the weekend out at the track, whether it's the Kentucky Derby or the NASCAR race. So AB will join at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. Jacob Bigelow will stop by at 1 o'clock. No weirdo Jack Mitchell softball team thing to make fun of him from last night. They got banged.
Sad.
Very sad. I was really looking forward to poring over the box score again this morning and seeing that our boss is still the only person without a hit. A great representation of 1620 The Zone.
But they knew on the front end, like, okay, this game's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Well. So we can't, I mean.
Also, just real quick.
Can't make fun of them.
Their lineup yesterday, they did release the lineup because, well, what if the rain doesn't come? What if the Lincoln Dome is in effect? Everybody on the roster compared themselves to one major league player.
Yeah.
First of all, our boss compared himself to Mike Piazza, but he wanted it to be known that it was like late stage Mike Piazza, like on the Padres and the,
like getting a sawed off bat thrown at him.
Yeah, yeah, that Mike Piazza, not the
that was still pretty good Mike Piazza. I guess.
Like towards the end, like where did he go after the Padres? Like the Tigers, was that it?
Mike Piazza played for the Padres.
Yeah,
I guess that does vaguely ring a bell. Mike Piazza played for somebody after the Padres.
Yes,
was it the Detroit Tigers?
The A's. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, I vaguely remember that too.
He wanted it to be known that's what he was talking about.
Late-stage Mike Piazza.
But someone on that team compared themselves to Jerod Dyson, which tells me this person thinks they're fast, right?
Interesting, considering that you can't steal bases in slow-pitch softball or take leadoffs.
True, but manager Jack Mitchell had this person smack dab in the middle of the lineup.
Oh, okay. It's a little managerial, like okay, what's going on here?
If this guy's as fast as he clearly thinks he is, maybe you need to knock him up a couple spots.
Well, we didn't get to see it come to fruition last night, which is a sad, sad deal for all of us. So we'll just talk to Jacob about other stuff at 1 o'clock. That's the lineup powered by the Roofarees. At John Higgins Weather Guard, want to hear from you guys on the show. As always, 402-951-1620 on the 42 Degrees The Source hotline. You can tweet at Happer Show, at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. You could also tweet at producer_Josh. If you want Josh to try some random weirdo food.
Yeah, if you got some suggestions.
He'll make a video of it.
It's up on the episode one's up on YouTube right now. Please watch away.
Please go watch. I watched yesterday and was disgusted by the entire thing.
Well, I mean, I'm not like shoveling it into my mouth. I'm taking normal bites. It's just the sounds, Connor. Hates.
I say you go full into it and just you show up in a bib and you got just dust all over your, you know, chip dust all over your fingers and smeared all over your face. Maybe that's your play. Because sure, there's a lot of people making food content right now.
Yeah, you gotta stand out from the crowd.
Yeah, there's a whole like sub-community of people who are making like ridiculous things, like things that nobody would ever eat, just so they could get featured on that one guy's TikTok where he makes fun of all the
chef reactions.
The chef reactions.
I love that guy. That guy's great.
That guy is great. He just makes fun of everybody, which is awesome. But it's become too much to where every recipe that anyone comes across is a disaster now. And they just pour like, you know, hey, let's put ramen noodles into a pot and let's pour, you know, raw chicken on top of it.
And what if we boiled the whole thing, not in water, but in Mountain Dew?
Yeah, and then it's turned out to be blue at the end. Like, so people have cracked the code on how to get on that and go viral. Maybe Josh is on his way to doing so. Email into the Equitable Bank inbox, Connor or Josh O at 1620thezone.com. And we, of course, say good morning to our YouTube streaming audience. Hi, everybody. YouTube.com/1620thezoneTV. Also, you can stream us conveniently located on our website. You can listen there. There's a little listen now button, and then there's a watch now button. It's all right there for you. Just head to 1620thezone.com. Elsewhere on the show today, we patiently await the last two-minute report from last night's Knicks-Pacers Game 1, in which it was bad. Ooh, it was bad.
Got a hunch I know how that one's going.
Josh sent me a text last night. He was like, you love this review. And I was like, I can't tell at which point of the game you're asking me this, because they were all completely ridiculous. And it's totally misapplied and horrible calls to go on top of it. So we'll get into that. The Nuggets are in hell in the NBA. I have come up with my own number. We're going to call it the Happer coefficient.
Ooh.
The Happer. I like when people say coefficient. I just think it just sounds right. And so there was a couple of things. Most notable, like we talked about Joe Klatt's deal yesterday where he, you know, said Nebraska was top 25 or whatever. And then there was a graph that went around on like strength of schedule. People are starting to realize that Nebraska's strength of schedule is pretty easy. And I had a thought kind of about the future schedules, because remember, we have Nebraska's Big Ten conference opponents all the way up until 2028 at this point. So I wanted to look at those and just see the variance on each year. And to do that, I have come up with the Happer scheduling coefficient. And so it did cause me to spreadsheet a bit last night.
Is this the smartest show on 1620 The Zone?
No, I will tell you with complete confidence that this exercise that I did was completely futile and made no sense whatsoever. But I will give you the information that I have found.
Well, I tried.
We'd like to dive down into whichever hole that we could find. And sometimes there's nothing in there. Sometimes there's nothing in there.
It's a bottomless. But how do you know if you don't go in?
Exactly. Thank you. So we'll have that and some other Nebraska football related things. Josh making content and the Oakland A's attendance once again. Also today, the return of Major League Baseball reaction overreaction.
It was so popular last week. We brought it back. We welcome the writers back.
Thank you, writers.
They're happy to eat all the snacks that I had left over because writers don't pay for food.
Yeah, on the snacks from the text line here, Josh has 4 or 5 road games this fall to try new foods from the great state of Kansas.
You're damn right. I'm always going to those Kansas grocery stores and like, I've never seen that at home. Oh, my gosh, let me get it. And then I try it in the van. Content season, baby.
Here's one for you from Matt on the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, Matt.
Grand Fortune Chinese restaurant is great in West Omaha. They have chicken feet on the menu. Would like to see Josh try chicken feet. It is unusual texture and bony, but not terrible. Great show, Matt.
You didn't sell it very well.
I don't think he has to.
I don't. Yeah.
I think that's the point. Like, I want you. This is basically gonna create a world where you're trying all of the worst foods.
Well,
which I'm kind of excited about.
I don't want to do that. That's not what this is.
Are you sure?
That's not the idea of this. This is for me to try new Reese's and Oreo flavors.
Yeah, but they're all going to be bad because nothing new is good. We've already invented all the foods.
Well, they're always making new shapes for Reese's.
That doesn't count.
Oh, no, it does.
Those don't taste any different.
The chocolate...
No one wants to watch you eat an Oreo heart. It's just an Oreo in the shape of a heart.
The chocolate peanut butter ratio is different with every different shape that Reese's puts out.
Yeah, but you can't sit there and eat peanut butter cups. Everyone already knows what peanut butter cups taste like. That's not allowed.
These are
I am now micromanaging your content.
But you won't even come on the show.
You have to do these things. Trust me. Trust me. It's better this way.
Trust me.
All right, so we're off and running on a Tuesday. We'll get into last night's happenings in the association coming back, where we'll get into. I can pretty much guarantee with a good amount of certainty that there will be some sort of me getting triggered about officiating and replays and stuff like that during our Knicks portion of the segment.
Whatever reason would you have for that?
Yeah, it's weird. Still haven't seen that last 2-minute report yet, though. I just keep refreshing that page. When's that come out? I gotta really be on top of that. And then the Nuggets part. And yesterday I claimed that I was not afraid of a man named Karl Anthony Towns.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, it didn't work out well, but I will like to say that I am still not particularly afraid of him, but more the pack of wolves that have devoured everything in front of them in games 1 and 2 of the Western Conference semifinals.
Thought the Rocky Mountains would be a little rockier.
Get to those two on the other side on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.